Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello. Our word for this episode is execution. Execution defined as the implementation of a strategic plan to reach organizational goals. Are you a planner? Are you an organizer? Are you someone that likes to keep lists and write things down and to plan them? To know what the next steps are. Some people are naturally planners and naturally like to be very organized. Now, the problem is you never quite feel that your plan is ready for execution. Okay, who out there? Raise your hands. Raise your hands in this virtual conversation. And even though this is virtual and you hear me talking, please send me notes and comments or direct messages. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. You can send me messages or just email me directly. You can send them to jsb@techexpressoconsulting.com. And it just does me good to hear feedback, to hear about real world experiences, if I'm resonating with you. But if you're feeling free and transparent, just leave a comment right on the podcast website. Love to see that as well. Okay, so let's talk about execution. So you're planning. We call that analysis paralysis. You just keep analyzing and reevaluating and questioning and back to the drawing board. And let me tell you what also happens. While you're doing the planning, time is moving. Time is moving into the future. And what happens is your plans become stale. Just like food that you leave out over time, if you go back, if you let it sit too long, it becomes stale. It becomes useless. You got to throw out. You got to make that meal all over again. That's what happens when you overplan, when you overanalyze. Secondly, especially in the world of entrepreneurship, until you try it, it's only a theory. You may have heard the saying, and just this week I used it, we make plans and life laughs at us because nothing's going to go exactly as planned. Ask every bride who's ever planned a wedding, whether you take a year planning a wedding or you take a month planning a wedding, there's going to be hiccups. And you've got to be ready and mentally, physically, emotionally, and sometimes financially as well, ready to pivot because things are not going to go as planned. Execution is so important, but execution, pivot. Execute, pivot. And between that executing and pivot is what did you learn? Put something out there. So I'm always a proponent of quick starts. Get something out there. Call it your beta test, a quick beta test. Put something out there to the real market. Friends and family don't count, to a real market. So if you've been planning for 2 to 3 months and you've got some form of a product, tangible product, do one of two things. Find out how to engage in a pop-up or a consignment shop, a vendor where they have vendor tables or vendor booths that you can rent a table that's going to put your product in front of your target market. I promise you, every weekend, there are hundreds of events that have vendor tables. Google it in your local area. Invest in some form or fashion of getting your product out in front of people. If you have to have a home party, do you remember the old Tupperware parties? Anybody remember those? Or the Mary Kay parties, or where people would come in and do a demonstration. I've seen art parties. I've seen candle parties. I've actually done a candle party. Whatever, when you can get a group of people, and again, stretch beyond just friends and family, have them bring some people that are not the immediate family and share what your product is, and see if they connect with it, and not just connect with it, they're willing to buy it. These are different ways to move forward. Get past the planning process. Get past just the ideation. Now, there's a lot of people more than willing to execute. More than willing to go out there, put it out there. But now I've got to reel you back and say, how does it measure against your plan, what you intended, where you're going? Without a plan and you're just executing, and let's be honest, executing off the seat of your pants, yeah, completely ad hoc, there's no way to check yourself to see if you're on track toward a particular end goal, toward a trajectory. So plan, execute, plan, execute in that order. And if you're not, if you're out of order one way or the other, where you're planning, no execution, it's time to course correct. And if you're executing, and there isn't a plan to reconcile against, stop. Take the time to write your plan. You've collected data. Now create a plan that says where you've come from, but also where you're going. And that's our episode. Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned as we continue Entrepreneurship A to Z. Bye for now.